SCP-7933. X is for crossing. Creativity and artistic expression is a core concept of humanity, with storytelling and artwork existing for tens of thousands of years. Being able to express ourselves through different mediums is arguably an essential part of our existence, and one of the major things that separates us from lower animals. SCP-7933 presents a scenario in which that concept of expression is gravely threatened, in a highly unlikely and unusual way. We might be able to exist without being able to freely express ourselves, but it's doubtful that we would want to. Let's take a look. The article starts with a notice that due to the ongoing artistic singularity event brought about by SCP-7933, this article has been screened for potential narrative qualities. The threat of 7933 contamination has been determined to be 23%. The containment procedures mention that following the threshold containment ratio being met on January 29th, 2025, 7933 is no longer containable, and it's currently believed that the resulting artistic singularity event will achieve planet-wide assimilation by December of 2030. As such, containment efforts have been refocused into contingencies Deucalion and Pura. Deucalion involves acquiring as many vulnerable instances of human artistic culture as permitted by the maximum payload of the SCP-S Deucalion, an experimental multiversal exploration vehicle that will eventually be sent unmanned to the nearest neighboring parallel universe. If the onboard sensors detect even minimal 7933 contamination aboard the Deucalion, the onboard nuclear warhead will detonate, and no further action will be taken towards preservation. Pura, on the other hand, involves the inurement of humankind to the effects of 7933, primarily through amnestics. SCP-7933 is a self-replicating narrative contagion of unknown origin. Upon initial discovery in 2023, it was believed that it only affected VHS tapes, but testing showed that it affected any form of data storage that contains a story, with a beginning, middle, and end, including books, audio files, and live performers. When an infected instance comes within 100 meters of an unaffected story, the content of the story changes significantly to involve the characters being slaughtered by hundreds of angry mandrills, a species of large monkey. Testing on a live-action VHS film, at a random point in the story, mandrills suddenly charge into the scene and begin to eat and dismember the cast. None of the affected characters make any attempt to defend themselves, and only minimally struggle. In rare instances, victimized characters will look at the camera and say, "It was only a question of when," or, "This is what we deserve for not being monkeys." In an animated film, at a random point, the screen will suddenly freeze, and the camera will pan away to reveal an animation studio that is currently under attack by vicious mandrills. During a recording of a song, assuming the song has or implies a narrative, the song will be randomly interrupted by the sound of a mandrill attack. In books, both fictional and non-fictional, the book will be divided into two chapters, with the first comprising one-third of the original text and titled "The Part Before the Monkeys Came." The second chapter, titled "The Part with All the Monkeys," briefly describes a mandrill attack in which the entire population of Earth is murdered and replaced by mandrills, with the remainder of the pages blank. Testing on live news reports, SCP documentation, and websites requires level 5 clearance to see, and paintings, visual art, and photographs determined that the image will transform into an identical image of several mandrills walking across a desert from left to right. Finally, research is ongoing on thoughts kept to oneself. If any of the affected video instances are played from the beginning, a 10-minute film plays with the title card reading "Monkey Crossing," and during the film, 4,920 mandrills walk from the left side of the screen to the right. The backdrop varies, but will usually resemble either a desert or a scene from the film prior to 7933 contamination. Revisited audio files will be silent, save for the sound of several hundred mandrills breathing. On May 5th, 2024, during the initial waves of the 7933 narrative pandemic, a performance of Rigoletto at the Lyric Opera of Chicago was suddenly interrupted during the first act by new material, sung without orchestral accompaniment. Although the libretto and sheet music used by the cast had also been affected, the cast had not rehearsed this before. It's noted that no real mandrills appeared during the performance, and every physical reaction of mandrill attacks was pantomimed. During the scene, Rigoletto suddenly enters in a state of dishevelment, exclaiming, "God help us all, they are upon us, the monkeys." The Duke states to have mercy on his poor jester, for he has gone mad, as there are no monkeys in his court, and the other characters laugh it off. Then Rigoletto exclaims for them to behold, at which point the other characters see the monkeys, and the chorus remarks, "What horror!" The Duke then states, "They leap upon my throat with rapid stride. See how the blood gushes from my neck like a fountain. Oh, I am dying. Dying feels worse than sleeping with my courtiers' wives. But alas, that is what I am doing. What cruelty! I am very dead." The chorus continues to exclaim the word monkeys, as other characters flatly state how they are dying and having their arms torn off by monkeys. All of the characters promptly die, and the curtains close. Following the performance, the entire cast had fallen into comas, with only one actress being responsive to rescue efforts, claiming that she cannot move, for the monkeys have torn out her heart. We're then provided a note from the Foundation administrator, stating that the drop in morale ever since the threshold meeting hasn't gone unnoticed, and he doubts an extension of his sympathy is going to fix anything. But even those among them that laughed off 7933 as that silly monkey thing have begun to feel the misery of the contagion's impact. They can survive without stories and art, but there's a difference between surviving and living. He says to make no mistake, though, as the resilience of the human mind has taken us this far, and that's why he's announcing a third contingency, Prometheus. Through this, the brightest minds of the Foundation will work together to create a new and untouchable form of human expression. His note is interrupted, however, as he writes that he hears broken glass and an ungodly howling noise. He then writes that the mandrills are climbing all over him and biting into his neck. He tells the monkeys to stop and to go away before writing that he is now dead and the monkeys win. There are now 100 times 100 monkeys walking across his corpse in a big line to the east. They're going off to do their monkey jobs, and it's a good thing that they're so much better and stronger than him. He wishes them good luck with their monkey jobs, not that they'll need it, and that he loves them. Finally, he thanks them for destroying him. The administrator then posts a follow-up note, simply reading that 7933 is survivable, and that in itself is hopeful. You'll understand if he's not in the mood to write out the whole thing all over again, as keeping it shorter seems to help, for now at least. He wishes everyone good luck, as they'll need it. The final text of the article states, "But all the same, it's no fault of ours either. Perhaps our tribes are just that incompatible. And so it is with a heavy heart that I must inform you that this document and everything within has been eaten by monkeys. So consider this my final, desperate plea for you to take the hint and get out of the way. Eastward bound, and off we go." So yeah, obviously a pretty humorous concept to read about, but would actually be pretty bad if it were to happen. There's nothing really stopping anyone from writing or creating new things. It's just that they would all end up being effectively ruined by a lame conclusion. The real issue is, of course, the implication that it affects your own thoughts as well, which quite frankly would likely lead to widespread insanity if left to go on for long enough. Perhaps the Foundation can somehow find a way to beat it through mass amnesticization and purging of affected works, but maybe the best case would be to just wipe everything clean and start fresh from SCP-2000, unless, of course, that gets infected as well. Perhaps some works would indeed be improved by the presence of a bunch of angry mandrills killing off all the characters, but it probably wouldn't be worth it to lose all artistic expression to the monkeys.